So, first of all, is there a particular incident that caused the National Transportation Safety Board to want to take the stand?
Yes, actually, we investigated an accident that occurred on the Delaware River near Philadelphia on July 7th, 2010, in which cell phone use was indicated to be causal towards the accident.
So would this new guidance be specifically for Coast Guard officials, or is this for everybody who is on the water, anybody who is operating a vessel?
This we've issued four recommendations to the Coast Guard aimed at reducing the use of cell phones by personal use of cell phones by operators of commercial vessels, principally. And so, essentially, it's we're trying to ask the Coast Guard to basically develop regulations aimed at preventing personal use of cell phones.
So the incident near Philadelphia on the Delaware River was a commercial vessel that rammed another vessel, or what happened there?
That's right. It was a commercial tugboat that was being operated on the Delaware River struck a commercial passenger vessel in which two persons were killed as a result of the accident.
And the tugboat operator was yakking on the cell phone at the time?
Yes, that's correct. He was proceeding northbound, pushing a barge. And during the voyage, he had been using his personal cell phone and dealing with a personal issue, when he should have been more concerned with navigating the vessel safely.
So some of the recommendations that came out of this, you mentioned there were four, and mainly this will help the Coast Guard develop a system of regulations that they will then enforce on commercial vessels that are in the ocean or in freshwater or wherever that the Coast Guard has jurisdiction.
That's correct. We first asked the Coast Guard to develop a protocol for their investigators so that when an accident occurs, that they will routinely ask and examine the cell phone records of any persons, crew members that were on duty at the time of the accident.
So like when they're writing up an accident report, one of the things they have to include is, was there a cell phone involved? Was it on? Was it off? And was there a call or a texting going on at the time?
That's correct. If they routinely collect information related to alcohol and drug use, this would be just one more thing that they would routinely collect as part of their investigation.
Thomas Roth Raffi is a marine engineer with the National Transportation Safety Board, and I imagine as a marine engineer you must spend a lot of time yourself on the water.
Actually, I used to. My former career was on large seagoing vessels, but currently I spend most of my time in the office investigating and writing accident reports.
Well, that's too bad, especially in weather like this. But what I was getting at is commercial boats, fishing boats, tugboats are roughly the same size as a lot of yachts you see nowadays. And I was wondering if NTSB or the Coast Guard have noticed, or have they reported to you that they've noticed operators of those large size personal vessels also possibly being distracted by cell phone use?
No, we have not actually received any reports or have any accident data to suggest that that's the case. But you and I know that cell phone use is becoming more commonplace for operators of all types of vehicles.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because you just assume cell phone use while you're in your car, you know, that's a no-no if you're driving at the time. You don't always think of cell phones as a distraction on a boat. Usually you think of them as a safety measure. Anecdotally, though, you can tell us, and clearly last summer there was that incident, where they can be a distraction on the water, too.
Yes, that's most definitely. And we're just trying to be a little bit proactive here and going after the commercial operators now. And we'll probably be asking the Coast Guard to collect data on recreational boating use as well.
Oh, I would think that that's probably coming down the pike. So as the Coast Guard is putting together these regulations, what's the timeline that is recommended for them to get it done, or is there one? And during that gap in time, what's the recommendation that NTSB has for them? How should they proceed from here?
Yeah, we recognize that the Coast Guard regulatory process is quite lengthy. And so in the meantime, we're asking them to step up their advocacy and their outreach programs to educate vessel operators of the hazards of cell phone use for personal reasons while operating vessels.
Now, here's a question for you. This is curiosity on my part. More and more cars are equipped with systems so that you can leave the phone on the seat and talk right through the speakers, you know, with Bluetooth and so forth. Do boats have that? Are they starting to have that same technology?
I really don't know, but I wouldn't see any reason why they wouldn't be able to do that sort of thing. Now, of course, we're looking in our recommendations at personal use of cell phones. We recognize that cell phones are used routinely for operational and safety purposes, and we're not trying to certainly not trying to discourage that.
Sure, and also I wanted to ask if you've seen an increase in the availability of cell service offshore. I mean, it used to be when you were standing or facing the beach, you couldn't make a cell phone call because the towers didn't go past the coastline. But it sounds like in coastal areas or maybe the bay areas of our region, the cell's signals go all the way across the water.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And we do know that the cell phones are routinely used for both operational and safety purposes as well as personal use.